All right, hello Saints. So today I'll be bringing a study called Follow Hard, Finish the Race. And it's based off the verse in Psalm 63, verse 8. My soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth me. That word followeth hard, or those words, means dabak in Hebrew. And that means to cling or adhere, figuratively to catch by pursuit, to follow close, hard after, be joined together. Basically, you're keeping up with, you're pursuing them, you're following hard after something. We saints have a race to run, and we must keep up a diligent pace to finish. Christ, running the race perfectly and finishing perfectly, has become our pacemaker and remains the prize of our endeavor. Philippians 3:14. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hebrews 6:20. Whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. That word forerunner, prodromos in the Greek, it means a runner ahead, that is a scout. So he ran ahead of us. So any runner knows, if they keep their mind focused on how sore or how tired or how painful the race is becoming, they'll never have the drive to finish. Thus, it's imperative we keep our eyes single on the pacemaker of righteousness, who is Christ, having suffered the same things that those who follow after him suffer. Matthew 6:21-22. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Hebrews 4:14-15. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Though trials, tribulations in our own flesh add weight to our pace, slowing us down at some points, we're called to shed that weight quickly and catch back up to the speed we need to finish. 2 Timothy 2:3-5. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The Lord has given us his selfsame Spirit, able to bring us across the finish line and aid us in those areas we lack. Without it, we in no way could endure the long, arduous fight to the goal. John 3:5-6. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Romans 8:28-29. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. The Spirit of our High Priest, who finished our race perfectly, gives us the necessary strength, ability, and understanding to overcome all hindrances. John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Satan's primary objective is to throw our mind off of the promises of God to help us finish the race. He wants us to focus on our failures, our past, our flesh, with the taking our eyes off of the forerunner. Basically, he wants us to take our eyes off of Christ, focusing on our pain, focusing on our trials. 1 Peter 5:8-9. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But if we follow hard after Christ, resisting the devil and the flesh, walking in the Spirit, which keeps our pace of holiness and righteousness, we'll achieve an eternal crown. 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. So then, let's follow hard after Christ and strive to enter in, every day keeping up the pace that glorifies God and edifies his body. Jude 1:21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. So that was my study. Follow hard, finish the race.